And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Roland. I'm your host. For a very special program today, a program that we can put in a bottle, in a time capsule. Let us begin. Times are very, very troubled, ladies and gentlemen. Times are very troubled. It is possible that events will descend upon us, upon the world, upon the United States, that will be very frightening indeed. I hope it doesn't happen, but it might. And so you must be prepared, spiritually prepared and emotionally prepared. Okay? And that's what I'm here for. I've been on the air for 25 years now. 25 years I've been in training. I've written 17. I'm working on my 18th book now. I've helped people, made some meditations, learned a lot. Wrote a lot of blog posts and a lot of articles, talked to a lot of people, and now it's time. Now it is time for me to earn my keep. Now it is time for me to be of help to you. I encourage you to listen attentively to this program, because you're not going to get the usual foolishness here. I'm not going to talk about baseball or football or basketball or the weather. And I'm not going to talk about Halloween or about shopping or anything like that. I'm going to talk about the state of the world, the state of your soul, the state of your family. And it would behoove you to listen attentively to this program. Now, before I go any further, I want to say that I have made a new meditation. A very simple one. Actually, I made it about 3-4 months ago, but I'm putting it out in a very simple way that's easy to find and easy to listen to. And so you might want to write this down, how to get to it. The meditation can be found at easymeditation.tk. That's easy meditation. .tk. Okay? It's not a .com or a .org, it's .tk. Easy Meditation, www.easymeditation. Now why? You see, the time to be prepared for, look, let's put it this way. How many times have I said over the years that we ought to be pre-armed with patience? If you begin the day with a little meditation where you sit quietly, observe your thoughts, pass by, become centered, then when you go out in the world, you will be close to your intuition. You'll be close to your ground of being. And when things happen, you won't be upset by them. You won't come unglued, and you won't make mistakes. Okay? When traffic gets a little heavy, it won't upset you. When there's a little delay, it won't upset you. When your children come with a little question, it won't upset you. When your wife does something naughty, it won't upset you. When your husband doesn't do what you wish he had, it won't upset you. When your neighbor is a bit noisy with their motorcycle, it won't upset you. You must begin to practice that now. Because if you, let's put it this way. I was driving today to go pick up my son, and there's a big dip in the road. I mean, it's a really big dip. You have to slow way down for it. So I was approaching the dip. I slowed down. There's a car behind me, and the driver became angry and passed me by on the other side of the street in an angry way, and went forward and did a lot of foolish maneuvers with his car, all because he became unglued over some little thing. Well, if he becomes unglued over that, how's he going to possibly deal properly with his family? Or how's he going to deal properly with the issues that are descending upon the world and upon the United States? He will not be able to.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I've been in training for 25 years. Events are occurring, ladies and gentlemen. Things are troubled. Economy, people's health, international events. I think it would be very good for you to begin practicing the meditation. Remember how I said you can find it? You can find it at easymeditation.tk. It teaches you basically how to become still and centered. Still and centered. Because now you're not centered. See, if you were centered, you wouldn't become upset by things. You wouldn't become upset, say the wrong things, do the wrong things. You wouldn't feel all stressed out. You wouldn't be confused. You wouldn't do foolish things. You wouldn't be taking drugs or smoking marijuana or texting too much. See? Or wasting a lot of money on entertainment, music and videos and so forth. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't. And you wouldn't make mistakes in those subtle moments with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with other people. You wouldn't make mistakes. See? You would be centered. Remember, there's been people in the Bible, and they didn't need any medication either. People like Enoch, Jeremiah, Moses, Ruth, Paul, Mary Magdalene, James, Peter. See, these people, they didn't need medication. They didn't need anything. They somehow found a relationship with their Creator within. Now, I have to say that. Now, some of you are very much turned off when you hear talk religious words, but I can't help it. I have to use them. But I'm going to use them very, very sparingly. Let's put it this way. What I would like for you to do is to become centered. Try a little meditation. Become centered. And then when you are centered and you are calm and you're not emotional and you're not lost in thoughts and you're not lost in the programming. See, people are programmed. That's right. Programmed to be a communist, programmed to be a liberal, programmed to be a Bible thumper, programmed to be a Muslim. See, programmed to be through rebellion, a troublemaker, or programmed to be a cowardly conformist. See? Programmed to be something or other. The programming comes through the culture. And see, it gets inside of you. When you're a little kid, when you're emotionalized and upset, it gets inside of you. Then you become just like what it is that they programmed you to be. But the question is, what would you be if you hadn't been programmed? What if you had not been programmed? See? Then what? Who might you be? Might you be an Einstein, a Madame Curie, a Paul, a Ruth? See? Who might you be? You certainly wouldn't be what you are now. Well, there's always hope. Remember, Martin Luther King said, I'm not the man that I should be, and I'm not the man that I one day will be, but thank God I'm not the man that I was. Something like that. Very beautiful. Very nice and very, very accurate. Okay? You need to be improving. Your kids need to see you improving. Getting better, not getting worse. It's very painful for a child to see the parent impatient and all upset and nervous and eating too much and drinking too much and smoking too much and partying too much and acting silly and foolish. It's very painful to a child's soul to see that, to see the parent deteriorating, getting more bitter, more angry, more stressed out, as the years go by. You ought to be getting better, not worse. So, the point is, most people are functioning at a very, very low level, people realize it. We realize that we're not living properly. We realize that we're not the person that we should be. We realize that we're not getting better. We realize that we're out of control. And that when we realize that, when we realize that our self-sovereignty has been compromised, when we realize that we've been penetrated and we're not as we ought to be, when we realize that we're weak and easily swayed and cowardly, and we're people pleasers, when we realize that, it makes us very uneasy, very anxious, kind of a free-floating anxiety. We can't bear to see it, so we escape. We escape into our music and our sports, into our work, into our food, into our marijuana, into our texting, into our internet, We escape. But the problem is when you escape, or into our thinking, into our daydreams. But when you escape, whatever it is you escape, it could be into a hobby. It could be into reading. It could be, people can escape into reading the Bible. They can escape the truth about who they are by reading the Bible. Okay? I'm not knocking reading the Bible. I like the Bible. But my point is people escape. But the more you escape, the more programmable you are, the more lost you are, the more incapable of facing reality you are. And so therefore, the answer is not to escape, but to become centered and practice the little meditation to come back to reality. Come back to reality, hear the birds sing. And then when things happen, when things go awry in the world, you won't be upset by what you see. You won't like it? No, of course. It won't be pleasant, but you won't be upset and come unglued. Your soul will remain safe. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's story. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason why things happen. There's a reason why people deteriorate, why they argue and fight, and why people are angry and cruel to each other. There's a reason for it. Remember I said that people are penetrated by their culture, penetrated by the programming that programs them to be whatever they are now. But there's something else that penetrates them, and it's the spirit behind the corruption. There's a dark spirit that hovers over this world. And it's not good. And slowly but surely, it begins to penetrate us. See, and it operates through the voice of the world. That through people with their big mouths and their rhetoric, and their deceitful talk, and their putting you on and fooling you and tricking you and leading you on and seducing you with words and words and words. Everywhere you go, words, 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 words. See, you become lulled into a sleepwalking. See, and you become jaded by those false words. See, some people become very cynical. Some people become very hurt because they think that's all there is. When they were little, they believed the words, and now they feel like all it is lies. But fortunately, there is truth. There is good. But it's beyond the words, okay? It's beyond the words. And I'm here using words. See, I'm trying to put my words together in a way that awakens you to the fact that there is something good. There is something true. There is something honorable. There is something to which you can kind of cling and snuggle up to. Okay? And the way you find it is by becoming centered, and you won't find it in thinking. You won't find it being lost in your imagination, let's put it that way. Down in your imagination, the voice of the world talks to you down there. It eggs you on to be more and do more and try more. And it's always egging you on, see, or it's putting you down. See, it's very negative. Even when it's positive, it says positive things, it's lying to you. Mostly it tells you negative things. Okay, the voice talks to you. The same voice that led you on to be ambitious and to turn your back upon what you knew in your heart, see, and urged you to take drugs and hang around with the wrong crowd and thumb your nose, see, what's good and what's honorable. That same voice then later, after you've fallen, after it's taken charge of you and totally corrupted you, then that same voice then tells you that you're no good. It tells you the world would be better off without you. See, it tells you that it's hopeless, that God hates you, or there is no God. See, it'll tell you anything negative, anything that'll work. Because what it does not want is it does not want you to become self-composed. See, it does not want you to become independent, to be able to stand back and observe it. See, it doesn't want that. It wants to either reassure you back into your trance or frighten you back into your trance, see? Or use a lot of words to mislead you and confuse you, okay? But if you could learn to stand back, see, with a little meditation to stand back, then you could observe people and their words could go in one ear and out the other. The words on the outside could go in one ear and out the other, the words on the inside in one ear and out the other. And all the deceit, you'd see through the deceit, see? And you'd stand there and observe it all, and then you would see, the right way to go, independent of all the beguiling, confusing, frightening, and lulling words of other people, okay? All right. You know, I have my website, you know, commonsensecounseling.org, with lots of wonderful things there, of course. And all my books, and they're on Amazon and everything, and they're very good. But you need something simple to get started, and I recommend you go to easymeditation.tk. Easymeditation.tk. And there's a very simple little meditation there. It's in two parts. Each part is like 3 minutes long. It's very short, short and sweet. Okay? Helps you to get centered, anchored in the present. See? So it's mindfulness. It's basically helps you be mindful, but mindful in such a way that you're also mindful of reality, okay? So, of course, you can see that what you need is, that's what you need, see? But most of us, see, we get so upset by what we see that we can't remain aware of it without becoming upset. If people become aware, they get all upset by what they see, and so they escape back into their thinking or their sports or their imagination or their marijuana or their medications or their shopping or their intranet or their texting. You see what I mean? They escape, because they can't, see? But if you could stand back and observe in a very special way, you know, you hear stories sometimes. I know General Schwarzkopf once told about how when there was great danger, he would somehow pull within to himself. He would pull within himself and watch, and he would watch it, and he would pass by, and he would be safe. One time there was a little girl, and there was a great danger that came. And she called 911. She was only like a little kid, like 3 years old or something. She called 911, and then she hid very quietly. She pulled into herself. Danger came, and the danger passed by, and she was safe. Okay? There's something about standing back and observing and not dealing with the frightening things that you see. I don't mean retreating and pulling into a shell and not hiding. But what I mean is somehow pulling within and observing, watching, see? And then, if there's something to be done, you'll see what needs to be done from a calm, dispassionate perspective. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So now I think I've made my point rather well. You need to learn how to be the observer in life. See, just kind of watching. A long time ago, there was a cartoon. It was Mr. Magoo. You probably don't remember because it was a long time ago, but Mr. Magoo would go out driving and all these things would happen all around him. Cars were crashing and all kinds of awful things, and he just went about his merry little business and he was fine. Another example is a roadrunner. You notice how the roadrunner just goes about his business, and Wile E. Coyote is always planning and scheming and up to no good and doing something, and it backfires on him, on Wile E. Coyote, and meanwhile the roadrunner just beep beep goes about his own business, see? Never upset. Another good example is Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny does not become upset. He just stands very composed and he watches, and Yosemite Sam or Elmer Fudd or whoever is getting all upset, but not Bugs Bunny. Okay, very calm. I remember I recently read a very nice book by a man named Stuart Lake. He wrote a book about Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp, Frontier Marshal. Apparently Wyatt Earp, see, he was a legend. They made a television show about him. But apparently Wyatt Earp was actually everything that people said that he was. He was a great man, a noble man, an honorable man. See, he stood for what was right. He helped a lot of people, and he fought the bad guys. But he had a calmness about him. No matter what kind of awful situation he was faced with, he always remained calm. Okay? It doesn't mean not caring, but it means not being upset. It means observing and looking quietly within, to not knowing what to do and waiting until you know what to do. Quietly, wordlessly, from within, see? It means not playing the other man's game, because what they want you to become upset. They want you to be frightened. They want you to be confused. That's how they gain power over you, you see. See, Einstein had the quality. He would sit in the back of the classroom, I remember. See, he didn't do very well in school. I wrote a book about Einstein and Augustine. You ought to get it. It's called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. But it's a very well-known story that he didn't do well in school. He became a genius and made a big contribution to the world, Albert Einstein did, in spite of school. But anyway, when he was in school, there was a teacher that hated him because he said Albert Einstein sat in the back of the room with kind of a smile on his face, and like Alfred E. Newman, what, me worry? And he didn't like that smile, see? Because Albert Einstein was his own person. Okay, well, that's the way you need to be, to face what is going to descend upon this planet. You must become your own person. May I recommend the meditation? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, the four-part meditation is very, very, very nice, very, very beautiful, very spiritual. But why don't you get started with by going to easymeditation.tk, easymeditation.tk, www.easymeditation, there's no dash in it or anything, just easymeditation.tk, and give it a try, okay? It's a resource that you really, really ought to have over the coming weeks and months. And so, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.